It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
Welcome to the Be the People show. Today, we're going to talk about American-owned and operated businesses, one in particular. Many of us consider ourselves patriots, but we make a feeble effort to support American businesses. Unfortunately, we're living at a time where many Americans, all of us, are increasingly dependent on foreign nations for our food, our prescription drugs, and our clothing. Remember, I told you in a previous show, we talked about it, over 90% of our prescription drugs are manufactured in India and China. Our dependence on foreign nations is even worse when it comes to clothes, and we all have to wear something. 97% of America's clothes come from sweat factories in nations such as China, Latin America, and Mexico. Now, this change and loss of control started in 1994 with the passage of the North American trade deal known as NAFTA. NAFTA really changed the world, especially for many people in rural areas and in the South. Joining me today is a special guest that just happens now to live in Tennessee, Dean Wagner, a West Point graduate and Army veteran who started a company in 2017 named Authentically American. Now, his vision is to build an iconic American brand that is truly American-made. And so we're going to talk about Authentically American and what that clothing line is like. But first, we need to know more about Dean. Mm-hmm. So, Dean, welcome to the Be the People show.
Thank you, Carol. It's an honor to join you this morning.
And I have to confess to my listeners that you've interviewed me before for your podcast.
The tables are turned now. You get to interview me.
Yeah. And it was when the company was first launching, right?
It was just after our first year, so that was something that we decided to do, was launch a podcast and share the inspiring stories of great Americans who are making a difference, and you're one of those, Carol.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So I want to know more about you. Where were you born? And you served in the military. Where were you stationed? And then we want to get to what were the factors that led you to launch a clothing company?
Got it. Well, it's a long, long story, so we'll start on a few different points first. So you talked about me, and I'll talk about what's most important to me, Faith. Carol, and that starts with my Christian faith. So I tell everybody that's first and foremost in my life, and then family, incredibly important to me. My wife and I, Kelly, we just celebrated 25 years this year. So August 27th was our anniversary, and we have four amazing kids. We have two daughters, 21 and 18. We have a 15-year-old son, and we have a 9-year-old son we adopted from Ethiopia.
Unbelievable. You don't look old enough to have adult children. But then I started early, so apparently you did too.
My wife and I were married at 24. We waited 4 years and had our first child at 28. And it's been an amazing journey ever since then.
Tell me about your military career. Did you have a career before you went into the military, or did you launch in the military service?
So military for me started back in high school, and it was really a question on where do I want to go to college. And I was a hockey player, and I had two goals coming out of high school. I said, number one, I want to play Division I hockey. Number two, I want to get the best education I possibly could. And I'll tell you, Carol, when the Army West Point hockey coach called and I did a little more research, I'm like, wow, what an amazing education you get from West Point. And number two, it's a Division I hockey program. And when I was honest with who I was as a hockey player, I was decent, but I wasn't going to play at some of the best programs in the country, like a Boston College or Minnesota. So West Point was fortunate to gain admission and was fortunate to attend and graduate in 1993.
So you were recruited by West Point?
Yes.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It was an honor and a privilege to play there and not only have the experience of a standard cadet, but also to play a highly competitive Division I schedule for hockey.
Now, before West Point recruited you, were you thinking about military service?
You know, I have to confess, did not even give it a thought.
So God was really ordering your footsteps. Uh-huh.
It is amazing now, Carol, to look back and say, okay, here we are 30 years later. And to go back and look at my journey, God's hand and provision and timing has been amazing, because authentically American, I mean, the fabric and the DNA of who we are has really been a culmination of every single stop of my career, and it all comes to point right now what we're doing.
Now, were you raised in a Christian household, or did you have a conversion experience at some point later in life?
I was raised in a Christian home, and a lot of times, though, it was okay. If you would have asked me when I was a child, Dean, are you a Christian? I would have said, of course, Carol. I'm sitting in church every Sunday. And the disappointing part is there was no relationship that I had. And I tell everybody that my wife, Kelly, I mean, she is an angel that God sent down. And, you know, I was living somewhat of a wayward life. And I met my wife, Kelly, and she introduced me to my Christian faith. And I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And my life has been completely different ever since.
That's interesting, because a lot of times we tell young women that the man needs to be a Christian first, that God's not going to send you someone that's not a Christian. And stories like yours makes it very clear that we don't know everything.
Here's a funny story, Carol, because my wife was exposed to some incredible godly women growing up, and they had encouraged her to pray and wait, and they encouraged her to make a list of all the attributes she would want to have in her future husband. And I told her it's fortunate we didn't meet earlier, because by the time she and I met, the list had whittled down enough that I was able to qualify.
Well, that's wonderful. What a great story.
Yeah. Been very blessed. 25 years of marriage, 4 amazing kids, and it just keeps getting better.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we return, I want to hear more about the factors that led you to launch a startup company.
It's your news and entertainment network. News blogs, informative podcasts, entertaining videos, or listen to 24/7 talk radio on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. We the People, AmericaOutLoud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Each week, the Be the People show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be the People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network. I'm back with my guest, Dean Wagner, and we are talking about the launch of his company and his background. And when I introduced the show, I talked about the fact that most of the clothes that we wear are made in other countries, and that started after NAFTA. 1994, what were you doing?
So I was 1 year out of graduating from West Point, and here's a shocking statistic, Carol. When I graduated from West Point in 1993, there was over 50% of the apparel in the U.S. that was made in the U.S. And you're right, NAFTA was a catalyst that had so many companies starting to ship everything overseas. And today, you shared it at the kickoff of the show, it's less than 3% that is made here in the U.S. So it's just tragic to think of the millions of jobs that have gone overseas since that decision was made.
And I can tell you, when I started doing a lot of media and being out in the public eye, I was told that I should wear St. John's brand. Mm-hmm. And that's a very expensive women's clothing line. Uh-huh. Would you believe that clothing line, they never reduced their prices, but it's not made in the U.S., and the quality is not the same. The quality of St. John's that you purchased, you know, 20 years ago and what you buy now off the rack, not the same at all.
I hate to hear stories like that, and that has been such an intentional push on our part, Carol, because authentically American, obviously, I want it to be synonymous with Made in USA, but I also want Authentically American to be synonymous with a high-quality premium product, because Made in USA, you know, needs to stand for better. Made in USA needs to stand for great quality. Made in USA also needs to stand for competitively priced. And that is those as at the heart of the goal that we're trying to describe in what we're doing. You know, a high-quality Made in USA product that is competitively priced.
Okay, now we need to still get back to 1994. When did you decide that you wanted to become a clothing manufacturer?
That was not until 2012, and I'll share a little bit about my story, and we can stop along the way. Because, again, every step on my journey professionally has led to what we're doing right now. So I graduated West Point in 1993, and I selected aviation as my branch, so I went to flight school to learn how to fly helicopters.
You're a smart dude, right?
Right. I'm not the smartest person in the room, not the smartest person in my family, but I have been blessed with, you know, a good head on my shoulders. So after flight school, I had a very unique opportunity to attend Ranger School. And I highlight that, Carol, because I didn't know this back then, but Ranger School was such great training for leading a startup. And if you're not familiar with Ranger School, it is one of the Army's elite special forces training school. And there's, of course, a lot of military doctrine and tactics in Ranger School. But really, at its heart, Ranger School is a leadership school. And what they do is they deprive you of everything you think you need to survive, namely food and sleep, and put you in incredibly stressful situations. So you live on 0 to 3 hours of sleep in incredible stressful situations. And I'm like, that's the life I'm living now.
But
no sleep and a lot of stress.
But that sounds like Navy SEAL training.
Very similar. There's always a good debate, Carol, who's tougher, the Army Rangers or the Navy SEALs? And that's always a good friendly debate, and I wouldn't want to mess with either one of them.
Well, the Navy SEALs get more attention, so I'm glad you're educating us about the Rangers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, both are incredible, elite, you know, trained, you know, what I call our American heroes. So whether you're a Ranger, whether you're a SEAL, whether you're a Marine Recon, I mean, we've been so intentional at Authentically American. We donate 10% of our profits to veteran and first responder charities as a way to honor our American heroes.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So Ranger School and then what?
So Ranger School and then served 7 years active duty and absolutely loved my service to country. But while I was serving active duty, also carved out time to go to school at night and get my MBA.
Now, where were you stationed?
So after flight school in Alabama, 4 years I spent in the high desert of California at the National Training Center. If you can picture Los Angeles and Las Vegas on the map, right in the middle is Barstow. So literally out in the middle of nowhere is a place called Fort Irwin, which is why it's such great training for the Army.
So how long were you in Alabama?
So 1 year for flight school. Then we went out and spent a little over 4 years in the high desert of California, went back to Alabama for schooling, and then my last year in the Army finished overseas in Seoul, South Korea.
Now, aren't you a native New Yorker, or where did you spend your formative years?
Yep. So I was born upstate New York near the Canadian border in Messina, New York, and I like to share that, Carol, because hockey has been a big part of my life. I started skating at 3, played organized hockey at 5, and played all the way through college, and every Sunday night I play in a men's league. And you know how big hockey is becoming here in Nashville with the Predators. You know, my boys play hockey, and that's a big part of my life.
That is very interesting. Mm-hmm. So you've taken us to this part of your life. Now, how do we get to you launching an authentically American clothing line?
Yeah. Well, let's continue on the professional journey, because I stopped for a couple of years at a Big Five consulting firm, KPMG, which loved that experience.
Them.
Yeah. It's a great firm and love the clients I work with, but love my family more, and I never saw them. I was on the road Monday through Friday of every week, and that just was not going to work long term, given, you know, my priority with my faith and family.
Well, did it affect your faith that you were had that job and it was taking a lot of your time?
It did not affect my faith. What it affected was the quality time I'm able to spend with my family.
So you did your devotions every day?
Can't say
okay,
I didn't
you don't
miss
have
one.
To answer that.
That was always the goal. I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss a day, but that is, of course, the goal. It was then that the goal back then. It was, again, the goal today, and did not miss it today, Carol.
All right.
So just continuing on, so after KPMG, you know, this started a whole phase of my career in consumer packaged goods. So worked at Procter & Gamble, worked on brands like Crest and Tide, then also spent time at Mars working on brands like M&M's and Snickers, and both P&G and Mars are world-class marketing and branding organizations, and that is so critical to what we're doing right now, because I tell everybody, Authentically American, we're a marketing, branding, storytelling company that's really in the sales and distribution business. So that experience at P&G and Mars are critical to what we're doing right now. And we arrived here, Carol, here in Nashville in 2010.
Why did you pick Nashville?
Well, Mars picked it for me.
Okay.
So I was in Minneapolis, and they said, Dean, we'd love to have you come to our North American headquarters for pet care. And my wife, Kelly, grew up in Tennessee, so she grew up in Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
About an hour and a half west.
She's at home.
She does, and then she went to school in Knoxville, so literally this was a homecoming. And one of the reasons I got out of the Army, Carol, was to stop moving. Wanted to plant roots, wanted to invest in a community. And when we arrived in Nashville, it was move number 10. And I knew if number 11 was coming, I was going by myself. No one was coming with me.
Now, where do you live?
Mm-hmm. We live in Brentwood.
Do you live on a big lot, or is mm-hmm. it more rural, or just in the heart mm-hmm. of the city?
When we moved here in 2010, we decided this was going to be a long-term home, so we built a home, and we've been in it 10 years, and just a few months ago, we downsized because the kids are getting older, they're starting to move out, so we are in a rental home right now off of Concord Road, another great neighborhood.
And I know that neighborhood. I'm not too far away.
Wonderful. So what happened then? Mars, which is a great company, was taking fantastic care of us, Carol. The one problem was at some point they were going to say, Dean, it's time to move. Time to run this business unit, run this country, and it would be somewhere outside of Nashville. And I would say no, and I could only get away with that once. So my wife before, she and I had talked and prayed about owning our own business, but when you move every year or two, I mean, it's difficult to do. And we finally said, you know what? Nashville is where we want to live. Nashville is where we want to raise a family. So let's go ahead and head down the entrepreneurial path. And in 2012 is when I bought Omega Apparel. And that, if you think over my
career... I never heard of them.
No. Most people have not. And reason being, it's not a consumer-facing company, but it had a great 18-year-old history producing dress uniforms for the military. So we produced trousers, slacks, skirts for Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. And that was my first experience into apparel. And what an eye-opening experience it was, because that's when I started to learn that, wow, when I look at the history... I talked about in West Point in 1993, over 50% of the apparel in the U.S. was made in the U.S., and now it's less than 3%. So I led and ran and owned Omega Apparel for 5 years, but one of the things I'm most passionate about, Carol, is job creation. And what I started to realize
is... You and the president.
Yes.
You and President Trump.
I would like to think that most everyone would be passionate about job creation, and that is something that's carried with me ever since graduating and entering my business career, because when you create jobs, you're making a difference. And when you bring people onto your team, to me, it's not only a sign of growth, but it's an opportunity to have a difference in people's lives when they join your team. And that's what I'm passionate about. What I figured out, when we are focused exclusively on government contracts, the military is, relatively speaking, not going to grow. So if we win more contracts, I'm not growing jobs. I'm just stealing them from somebody else. And this is where the vision started to come together.
That's what churches do. That's another story.
A little swap. We could have a whole nother segment on that.
Now, we need to take another break. And when we need to take another break. When we return, we want to talk about your products. And I think they make great gifts.
We are in a cultural war where liberals are targeting our children. Dr. Carol Swain and Steve Beasel have teamed up to co-author the book, Abduction, How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds. They expose how liberals are using the entertainment industry and our public school system to indoctrinate our children. The book provides practical steps which you can take to push back. Get your copy of Abduction, How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds on Amazon. Fight back against the brainwashing of our children.
Dean, before we talk about the products that you sell, can you give our listeners a little bit about your take on tariffs and the whole debate about President Trump and what he's trying to do with our trade policies?
Well, Carol, I don't even profess to be an expert on tariffs, but what I can tell you is I am passionate about America. I celebrate patriotism, as do we as a company. I believe in the American worker. And I would tell everybody, it arguably could not be a better time to be doing what we're doing with Authentically American, because we believe in the American worker, and everything we do, no exceptions, is made here in the U.S. We have contract manufacturing in 12 different states across the U.S. So I've not seen any direct impact yet, but what the whole discussion on tariffs has done is created a lot of awareness for what we do. So this, for example, is my business card, Carol, and one of our taglines is, "Where's yours made?"
That's great.
We have asked some of our business customers, we have asked some of our consumer customers, "Well, Carol, great looking jacket, where's yours made?" And they're like, "Well, I have no idea." And they will literally look at the tag and they will say, "Bangladesh," which nothing's wrong with Bangladesh, but if you're an American patriot, if you're an American company that believes in the American worker as well, you want an option for Made in USA.
Now, where is your flag pin made?
Right here in the U.S., of course.
We can't always trust that with our flag pins.
Of course.
So, okay, you've laid out quite a few products, and sorry for the people that are driving or listening somewhere. You can't see them, but you can go to the website and see the products that are sold by Authentically American. Yeah. So tell us about the product line.
So just to make sure everyone understands, Carol, our website is authenticallyamerican.us. Authenticallyamerican.us, and there's a shop tab right now. And you mentioned Christmas. What a great time. And, you know, stocking stuffers, for example, are always a great gift. And socks. We're having some fun from socks because this is our fun, you know, Christmas line here. And it's a great Christmas design. And I tell everybody socks are a great gift because socks are the new ties. Nobody wears ties anymore, and socks are a great way to express your fun fashion sense. And if you feel these, Carol, you can feel just the great weight that they are.
They do have a great weight, and I own a pair of Authentically American
yes.
socks.
And here's what's amazing, because we have tons of consumers that give us feedback and say, you know what, Dean, not only do they have a great design, not only are they made in USA, but they're a better performing sock, because when you pull them up at the beginning of the day, they don't fall down, they don't sag, and that's what a great sock should do. And I was fortunate to be on Fox and Friends for Small Business Saturday, and Pete Hegseth was one of the hosts who interviewed me. And he's like, "Dean, I have these socks. These are my favorite socks." So guess what the number one seller was for us on Saturday?
The socks.
He's right here.
Pete is wonderful. I love Pete.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, to complement the Christmas socks, you know, we've got a number of Christmas T-shirts. So, Carol, if you feel this T-shirt, I mean, it is incredibly soft. In every T-shirt we do, Carol, if you look at the tag, there's no itchy, scratchy tag. Everything we do is tagless. And, of course, when you look at the tag, everything made in USA. It doesn't say made in China. It doesn't say made in Pakistan. Everything we do is here creating jobs in the U.S. So we have a fun holiday collection, but we've got our, you know, patriotic line. So this is one of
I want to talk about this one.
Of course.
This particular T-shirt has a red truck on it with green rims. It has a Christmas tree over the river, joy on it, and it's really neat for the holiday season.
It is just a fun, festive design. And
it really is. I like that design.
Mm-hmm. And we have others on the website as well that play into that holiday spirit, and that's one that's perfect for a gift right now. And this, anyone that saw Fox and Friends, this was one of the T-shirts that was focused on the backdrop that we created. So this is the 1776. And one thing's also, Carol, if you have a lot of T-shirts in your closet, and most people do.
I do.
If you start to feel the print on a lot of T-shirts, a lot of them are that heavy plastisol. If you feel it, you can hardly even feel.
Yeah, you're right.
Because everything we do is water-based ink. And I want everyone to say, "You know what, Dean? This is my new favorite T-shirt. It's got this fun Christmas design. It's got this patriotic 1776 design." So it's got that fun design, but it's also incredibly soft. It's tagless. It's my new favorite.
Now I'm going to slow you down a little bit.
Christmas, I get excited. I'm sorry.
Christmas is coming up, and
yes.
So this show will air before Christmas. But you have a line of products for people that are not just holiday-based. And so I know people are looking for Christmas gifts. This is a great time to get gifts for patriots, but I just want to make sure people know that the show may be around for a long time, and it won't be Christmas.
Year round. You can get gifts for Father's Day, for
right.
Mother's Day, for 4th of July, Labor Day, name your holiday. And, you know, we're talking now about T-shirts and socks. Carol, I'm glad you stopped, because we've got much more, whether it's hats, whether it's polos, whether it's jackets, quarter zips, blankets. It is a wide assortment that we offer, and everything, again, no exceptions, is made right here in the U.S.
Well, I mean, it's great quality products, and they're pretty affordable compared to what you pay for substandard goods.
And we talked about that earlier. Not only Made in USA, not only high quality, but it has to be competitive. So when people go on our website and say, Dean, it's a $24 t-shirt for such an amazing design, such a comfortable t-shirt, that is a very competitive price. And that was an intentional choice, that we want people to feel like they're getting a great value. We're not going to be the cheapest. That's not our goal. We want to be the best.
Now I'm switching gears. You can give your website again, but I want to talk about how many people you employ. And my brand is Be the People. And that's a call to the We the People. Stand up, be the people. How is supporting American-owned businesses a way to be the people?
Well, it gets back to jobs because, you know, one of the greatest satisfactions people have is when they get their first job. And they say, you know what, now I'm earning a wage. Now I'm making a difference. Now I'm able to provide for myself. So when you talk about we the people, when we talk about America, I tell everybody the American worker is the backbone of America. So one other thing before I forget, Carol, you know, this is, again, where it ties in authentically American, but also my faith. So we have a collection called the You Serve, I Pray line that has, you know, a focus on not only our veterans, but our first responders. So this is our fire. Yep, so that's the fire. But if you can see on the back, you know, it's got the You Serve, I Pray and the verse reference. And, you know, this has been a huge hit with so many of our customers.
That's great. I love this You Serve, I Pray. Who designed this shirt? And it has Colossians 3:23 as the verse.
Yep, so this specific collection is one that we license, but one of the things that is going to enable us to not only be successful now, but in the future, Carol, is an amazing team. So this specific design was designed by Sarah Mallory, who's an all-star member of the Authentically American team.
Well, Dean, it has been a great pleasure to have you on the Be the People show. And we really applaud what you're doing for our country and hope that not just with the sale of clothing, that America would stand up when it comes to prescription drugs, when it comes to food and farms and all those things that we have just given away to other countries, that we'd begin to see some of that come back to America. So one last time, give your website and how people can invite you to speak if they want to recommend people for your podcast. So you have just a few more seconds to give people what they
need to hear.
So
the best place to go always is authenticallyamerican.us. So you can find our products there. You can find our brand story there. You can also find a contact us. And my phone number you can find, my email can find. It's easy to out there, but the easiest way is just go to our website, and that's where you'll find everything about us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
And for my listeners out there, you know the spiel. It's up to us, the we the people, to be the people who change our nation and our world. And one way we can do that is by supporting our own small businesses, returning to the time when Americans grew their own food, they made their own clothing, and probably one of the most important things, that they actually controlled their prescription drugs. Until next time.